Hello, this is Rabbi Dave Felsenthal, Mishnah Yashomi. We're learning Parah, the 10th Perech, Mishnah 3, and Mishnah 4. Klal shel chatas shenaga b'sheretz tahor. So a pitcher of chatas that touched a creeping thing is pure. Netano al gabav, Rabbi Lezer mitahir, v'chamim mitamim. If you place the pitcher on top of it, the creeping thing, Rabbi Lezer declares it pure, but the sages declares it impure. Naga b'ochalim umashkin ubekisve hakodesh tahor. If it touched food or liquids or holy scriptures, it is pure. If he placed it upon him, so nasno al gabehen, Rabbi Yossi mitaher, v'chachamim mitamin. Rabbi Yossi says it's pure, but the sages declare it's unpure. So again, it's a pitcher of chatas, an earthen or a stone vessel containing the para ashes. It touches a dead creeping thing. Because an earthen vessel is not susceptible to impurity on its exterior, and a stone vessel is not susceptible to impurity at all, so therefore it's pure. If he placed the pitcher on top of it, Rabbi Lezer declares the ash is pure because the pitcher is pure. The Chumim says that it's tame. Why? Because a pure man shall gather the ashes of cow and place it outside the camp in a pure place, whereas a pitcher placed on a creeping thing is not in a pure place. However, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Eliezer, who says it's pure. It does follow the Chachamim, saying it is impure. Now, if the pitcher touches food or liquids or holy scriptures, so it's pure, as the pitcher was not rendered impure. If he placed the pitcher on top of the food or the liquids, so Rav Yossi says that the ashes are pure, and he agrees with the sages in the first part that if it lay on top of the creeping things, they would be impure. But seeing that the creeping thing is a primary source of impurity by Torah law. But here, food and liquids and holy scriptures are conveying impurity only by rabbinic law. And therefore, even if the pitcher lies on top of them, the ashes are pure. But the Chachamim still say that they're impure, and the halacha follows the Chachamim. Mishnah 4. Hatar lechata shenaga betanur, biado tame, uberaglo tahor. If one pure for chatas touches an oven with his hand, he is rendered impure, but with his foot, he is pure. Haya omed al gabe tanur, upashat yado chutz letanur. So if he's standing on the oven but stretches hand beyond the oven, balagin besocho, and has flagons in it, v'kein ha'esel shehu natsun al gabe hatanur ubo shnei klalos, echad mechan ve'echad mechan, or he's got a pole which was situated over an oven with two pitchers, one on each end. Rav Akiva metar v'chamim metamin. Rav Akiva says that they're pure, but the sages say that they are impure. So even if the oven is pure for Kodesh, but with his hand he renders impure and requires immersion for Chatas, since what is pure for Kodesh renders impure for Chatas. But only if he touched it with his hand, regarding chatas, the sages decreed that impure hands affect his whole body. But with his foot, he'd still be pure. Now, if he's holding the pole with the pitchers carried on his shoulder, and the pitchers are carrying ashes, one on each end, so the man with the pole was standing on the oven, and the pitchers are not over the oven. So Rav Akiva says this is pure, because the sanctified water and the flagons and the ashes and the pitchers and the flagons or the pitchers are not over the oven. But the Chum say it's impure because the one carrying the flagon or the pitchers is standing on the oven, and so therefore the flagons and pitchers are also considered on the oven. And then for the ashes in them are situated in an impure place, and therefore they're impure. But according to Rav Akiva, following his principle that whatever drifts in the air is tantamount to resting there on the ground, here too, the flagons and the pitchers, as it were, lie beyond the oven. But however, the halacha does not follow Rav Akiva. Tomorrow we will learn Mishnah 5 and Mishnah 6.